The Enchantment of Little Beasts by Frumpologist.
Absolutely bloody not.
Draco raked a hand through his hair, shaking his head vehemently from side to side.
Call the creature division and tell them to collect it.
We have to keep him, Harry demanded, a grimace carved deeply on his face. Hermione said the menageries are all backed up, not enough homes for all the measles. In Harry's arms, a tiny, matted beast, the color of strong tea, rested with its head against his chest. Its purr vibrated loudly, briefly stealing his attention from his obviously distressed partner.
"It's okay," he cooed at the little fluffball. "Draco won't put you back on the street."
Glancing up at Draco through earnest eyes, Harry added,
"Will he?"
There wasn't a word to describe the sheer bafflement on Draco's face at that moment, caught somewhere between animated disbelief and comic distress. His hair stuck up at the ends, his eyes were wide, mouth twisted into a gaping frown. His entire person seemed entirely disheveled at the thought of homing this little measle baby. Harry kind of liked it.
"I'm allergic," Draco said,
sort of pathetically, as his arms dropped uselessly to his sides.
"You're not,"
Harry began rocking the measle in his arms, lifting his brows over his glasses pointedly.
"You spent time around Crookshanks just last weekend. He's part measle."
Sighing, Draco flung himself into the nearest chair. As if befitting his drama, the chair was a wingback old thing Harry couldn't talk him into reupholstering.
"Crookshanks is always causing mischief. Look at the way he bites their children's toes."
"Playfully," Harry said, rolling his eyes. Stepping forward, he lowered the baby measle toward Draco's lap.
"Look, maybe if you just held him for a minute."
There weren't a lot of ways to get Draco Malfoy to do what he wanted him to do, but he must have seen the determination set in Harry's eyes. Draco reached out and plucked the little kit from his arms.
"If you think petting this little beast is going to enchant me, or—"
The measle's purr grew louder. Hesitantly, Draco rubbed a finger over its head and scratched its neck. So enamored was the measle, it lifted its chin to look up at Draco with its large, dark eyes. Harry could practically see the love forming, as if it had melted Draco's heart by simply allowing him to love it.
"What were you saying, love?"
Harry cracked a smile, sitting beside Draco and scooting in close. When Draco looked up, he could see the measle had won him over, however begrudging the frown on his face was.
"If you think I'll allow it to sleep in our bed—"
"I'd never dream of it," Harry said, slipping his arm around Draco's shoulders and using his other hand to pet their new fur baby.
"I may have already procured a bed for him. And food. And a few toys Hermione said Crookshanks likes to play with."
Huffing a laugh, Draco shook his head and loosed chunks of hair over his forehead.
"I suppose all that's left, then, is to name him. Or have you already decided that for us, too?"
Though his cheeks flushed crimson for a moment, Harry pretended not to hear the accusation. Instead, he scratched the measle's chin and rested his head on Draco's shoulder.
"I thought we could call him Cyrus, in keeping with the Malfoy naming conventions," Harry said,
not missing the way Draco's breath hitched.
"You wouldn't want to keep Potter naming conventions?"
The weary warble of his voice didn't hide the minute excitement that widened his icy eyes. Harry shrugged.
"We're all called ordinary things. A bit boring."
He ducked his head down so he was eye level with the measle.
"You don't want to be called Benjamin, do you?"
Baring its teeth for the first time, the measle hissed. Draco stroked the thick, matted fur and smiled.
"It appears that Cyrus has a favorite human."
"Now wait a minute," Harry demanded, reaching for the kit, which Draco cradled closer to his lap.
"I saved him. I should be his favorite human." "Poxy luck, Potter. Cyrus and I have no soft spot for your saving people complex."
Draco lifted Cyrus to his chin and kissed him softly on the top of his head. Harry watched as Cyrus weaseled his way further into Draco's heart,
curious at the way the little needle caught his eye. He could have sworn he saw it wink.